Good morning, guys. It's Joseph here. Thank you for tuning into my channel. Pretty sure you can hear the police sirens or ambulance sirens in the background. Today is an actual beautiful day for Florida. It's a very bipolar state, as a lot of you should know if you live in Florida. But today I wanted to talk about ethical thoughts and decisions and how minds usually work for us young teenagers that some adults don't really understand. Like I've stated before, I'm 19 years old myself. I've suffered mental and physical abuse from a parent. I currently don't live with her though, but those lessons that I've learned while I was being mentally and physically abused pretty much taught me how to mature at a faster rate than normal teenagers would. And I gotta say, I wasn't really the smart kid. I used to be made fun of because I was intensive reading, intensive math, because I couldn't process what people were saying to me right then and there. As a young kid, when I left my mother from Jamaica, I was involved in a lot of drama between family members, which put me in a position where what your mind does, if it feels threatened, it puts your mind in a safe place. And sometimes it can be stronger than others. My imagination used to be reality around me. And I didn't realize how far it took my imagination until I needed to wake up and meet reality itself. I have 6 brothers, 5 sisters, and I gotta say, when I look at them growing up, I see how each and every one of them mature at their own rate. But for me, it's like I feel like I've already matured enough to know where I stand. See, my dad always says that my brain won't fully stop growing until I'm around 25. By then, I'll be a complete adult. I'll understand hardships and the lifestyle that he had to take on in order to take care of 6 family members. And at my point of view, I can understand that in a certain way, but I can't understand completely from his point of view. I don't think anyone can completely see another person's point of view unless they've been in a similar situation. When people give advice, when people try to help you, for instance, like a therapist, you're talking to a therapist and you're talking about your life and what's bothering you, and they ask you some very good questions that makes you realize, like, wow, I never felt open to talk about this. Wow, I never felt more comfortable that I got this off my chest. But does that mean that whatever you got off your chest, whatever you now feel comfortable talking about, does that mean that someone else can see your point of view? They might feel your pain, not understand it, but we can feel when other people are suffering. And that's why when we see other people are suffering, we have a sympathetic side that likes to go and care and help and love. But for myself, I've been battling 2 sides that wanted to care and love those around me who I saw suffer. And the other side of me wanted to let those who I noticed suffering around me to say, grow up. You haven't been through a little bit yet. And the reason why I say that is because out of the millions of kids around the globe who go through a lot of trauma through their life, I'm not saying that mine is the worst. I'm just saying that I've been through enough that I can think like in a mature adult. But then again, I'm 19. I'm supposed to have fun. I'm supposed to live life in the moment. There's no reason why I need to start worrying about buying a house, having kids. Having a car, yes. But having a kids, no. Getting a full-time job, no. Going to school, yes. Graduating with good grades, yes. Now, today, I don't have any intensive classes, and the reason why is because I pushed myself, because others will look down upon me and feel like that I was nothing, and they didn't want to be around me because they thought I was worthless. But as soon as I got the good GPAs, all A's, I had people around me. As soon as I decided to lend a hand out and be like, yeah, I'll cover you, I had people around me. And that also made me realize that not everyone that's around me is my friend. Because the moment I need them to cover for me, then the question comes in, are you really my friend? Should I really do that for you? How long have we known each other? Sorry, I don't have enough money. See, when I was 14 was the last time I was attacked. And it made me realize that the person who I was becoming, I needed to stop allowing that to change my personality, to change my lifestyle. I needed to stop that before it got worse. Whenever I look at my siblings, I know that there's going to be things that they can't talk about to their parents. There were several things I couldn't talk about to my parents. I couldn't tell my parents when I witnessed my friend dying. Except I had to just say, I only figured out later on. I couldn't tell my parents some of the stuff that I've done in school. Because in my opinion, parents will feel like, if you're not getting yourself up to par, you're accountable for that. And to make someone feel accountable for everything that they've done is a hardship to put on your back. When we do things intentionally, yes, you're accountable for that. But if you don't, if you have problems understanding, even if you reach out for help, why should we be accountable for a problem? Why should we be accountable in some situations that we can't necessarily fix? And our parents don't really understand to a certain degree because they're not us. They don't have our mind. They don't have our mentality. They may have been through some stuff that we've been through, but not to a certain extent. I used to have a teacher, I'm going to leave his name out, but he would try failing students who he felt like were dumb and stupid. Why? And it took one parent of mine to just make a phone call and then be like, wow, my son's actually right. Because me coming home and saying, I can't do this, I've tried going other routes, and then your parents are listing a whole bunch of steps, are listing a whole bunch of ideas, and you come home and say you've already done that, and then your parents are just like, now it's just on you, and you're accountable for you and your grades and failing this class, and you could have done better. Or when your parent says, I come in the room and I watch you watching video games, I watch you just go out, hang out with your friends all day. Are you really only noticing the time that I go out and live my life like you tell me to? Because you don't ever notice the time when I do the work to keep my grades up to par. All my other classes are straight A's. Why would there just be one F? That's a question. Why would there just be one F? The question is if you have something so perfect in line and there's a mess up, why would that one be mess up have us be accountable for? Why would it be accountable for that? Why should it be our fault when it really shouldn't? By the time I turned 15, I realized that half my friends around me were fake. I realized that what my dad would tell me was real. It's a Jamaican term. It says don't watch no face. It basically means that when people like to go stab you in the back out of the random, don't fall down from that. You learned a lesson. I learned a lesson. Only a small group of people in my life I would consider family. And I'm just saying that they're friends. I've done a lot of things in my life that I would love to say to my dad. I'm opening up more to my stepmother because I feel like, you know, one way or another, when I grow up to be an adult, there's nothing that I can technically hide from you. But we're young kids, so we have to hide stuff. That's half the reason why I created this channel, is because you can talk about the things that you've done and not be accused of. You can get it off your chest, off your mind. If it really bothered you, then talk about it. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I don't have a license. But I do this because I know other teens out there will love to say some things, but they just can't. Thank you again for listening.